Yes.
Because it's handed over.
Yeah, I'll bring it down. Is that about right?
I think my rubbish will be over there.
No, it's only just that you can see within the building.
That's the other thing, yeah.
We're paying them out for coming out on a dirty night. We don't go away too soon. Okay, right, can you hear me now? Fish?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, Mahogov has said for coming out on a dirty night. But maybe it'll come anyway. Now, as said to Paul, and thanks to Paul for inviting me here, he said I had a car connection. My mother grew up in Coachford, Sunderswell, and Dillon's Cross. So I know that side of the city. But I never lived in Cork. Now, there's a little ray about us. When I was at school, from my mother, I learned a lot of what you call classical poetry, just from hearing it. I could start off a lot of the poems that she had. As you mentioned, Thomas Davis, Gerald Griffin, Tennyson, Longfellow, various people like that. So when I went to school, I learned more poems and things like Shakespeare, Milton, Poole of Oak, Paddy Murphy, a lot of popular ballads and songs that were all over, and not excluding Hollywood, because there were many good songs came out of Hollywood. So rhythm of music was a thing that I was always found easy. And when it came to competition, the composition, the formality appealed to me. It was a kind of a challenge. Versification was always easy. And after all, popular songs and classical poetry are all got strict rhythms. And I like mathematics, and therefore I like the regularity. So, Irish, even though I was well versed in English, Irish appealed to me more, and because it was more of a challenge, and it's a long tradition of literacy and autonomy in Europe, European heritage. And I believe it should be fully functional, expanding and synthesizing like all modern languages. I'm not in favor of fragmentation into local dialects, because that's the way to the museum and to extinction. So my intention has always been to communicate with the widest possible spectrum of Gaelic speakers, from Clare in West Cork to Caithness in Northern Scotland. So now that's just a little explanation that might answer some questions that people have. And on occasions such as this, I take it that the taste is more for relatively small, digestible doses. So I try to be as entertaining and stimulating as I can. And I know that lots of things have to be read two or three times, and such matter isn't ideal for a short session where you have to render it in another language for other people. So I'll try to take both sides of the street at one time, which is the wise thing, I know. It's sleeping off here. Sorry. Anyway, the first piece I have here, Togal Cree is Jahan Spido Geshkint, and it's actually the very first piece in the first book. And it's from 1953, when I received my copy of Sean O'Riordan's Erebus Spidoige, when I was at the college, university. And I liken O'Riordan to the robin as the Spido. And this English version is literate. So this is an English translation. His little tail serves to balance the bird, and when we see the faithful creature, the merry little robin, landing before us on the frozen ground searching for sustenance among the twigs, the sight acts to balance the mind of us humans. Your little voice is not considered musical. The crowd prefer the cuckoo, that self-serving, deceitful, fair-weather, monotonous prattler from the east. You are prolific, my little robin, and you are constant. When I see you in the austerity of winter, with your brave little banner, is arable, proudly aloft, then I truly see summer coming. That's right. So, Danish. Is fussy the ain arabling, as is fussy the shinga and rark, there the hurling and rowing are hurlech ire, and duly in dealish spidogi le mire, in locus a cut at a mast nicky po. Ni kyolvere the spornikin, this moe is farlish and slow a cook. Blubberan shask, sur kesur, glor and air tarku and brebuch, naltuch, achtuch and lask tour. Ni shask tu is spidogin, is shasabuk sog tu. So ekim tu ar urkut sa tu lover, is the verigin mishni usit ar fulun, kin bufir and saura kuin. That's I have to organize these things because otherwise they go everywhere. Now, the next one I call a ballad. Ballad 1954. This is from 1954 and shows that it diversified to popular music. It's the only piece for which I ever won a prize. The first prize at the Oireachtas for a ballad based on a historical event. The prize would now equate to 37.5 cent. And I got a scroll with it signed that it was a Cave Douche. Now, the event in question with the taking of guns from British Army barracks in Armagh in June of that year. It was composed mainly in the reading room of the Royal Irish Academy, where I was transcribing from manuscripts. Its success earned me an invitation to Dovskull, Wooskri, Elang in Malaburna. And the full ballad is on page past it, but other prize winners in the same page were two Corkmen, Seamus O'Killer and John Reardon. Now I sing you the first verse just to give you an indication of it. It's kind of humorous because on the day in question, the colonel was visiting the governor. The major was on a day's holiday in Dublin. The captain, these are actual facts, the captain was inspecting and opening a new orange hall in Katy. So it was a perfect day for removing guns from the Armagh barracks. I'm writing them, Mobuchel, Ked, Time, Chicken, Krover, Kirk, Christ, Gullis, Borover, Orsi, Yon, We, Smahainem, Jesus, Eis, Myrlem, Mobulgus, Bill Fight of a Bush, Legon, Nosemi, Creek, O Wangshir, Namochel, E, Rifad, and Turm, Go Gailter, Go Luan, the Firro, Go Breathe. A delighting and grunching on stars of the hula, na rifle the hood of ho, Lumford and Reed.
There's more of it, you haven't.
Now, nowadays you may encounter a fine looking black skinned woman on the street in any town in Ireland, but once upon a time you only had a picture. So this next piece dates from very near the same time as that, but the woman in question, there's no confliction of rose and lily in her feature. Her radiant black skin, her scarlet dress, her dark emerald brooch, the sorrow in her face, is she the creature of a white god? Ashling on Africa, an ashling from Africa. People know what an ashling is. It's when a male spots a beautiful female and puts construction on it. Inish doing a hashtily, a winna a huil the tear, is huglesh must fear, lair bugus layin aicha and down, alien orsa ahantan and rach, cadian coil gan rose gan blanish gach. on a contados na hanira on Afric. I shoot him up in rain. I brush the smargoid chumps on brown. It's a willerige elena. Ian lechloch a dukina. Agus in a umber shoulder, a yol kerp. Connus go back a toll de gille. Cold.
No.
Maybe something a little bit more exotic. What is it? Kind of erring a rug with brawn of Interplana. What is it that makes us think that there's sorrow connected with flowers? This is an English version, is literal. There's a little inlet in Garnish of the flowers where I stood one day looking out. There was a distressing foreboding of sorrow and tragedy in the air all around. I understood the truth of the affair there and then under the sun, which never experiences sorrow. The reason why I understood, I still do not know, although frequently since then I myself have experienced sorrow. In the presence of the fragrant flowers, my race is a humble race. Because critical observations do not convey to flowers the secret intentions of humans. In the presence of those perfect flowers, if you and I, my love, are miscreants, my only complaint to God is that shame is our chief motivator. I set afloat two hibiscus blossoms, delicate and tremulous, like a young couple on the bank of the Ganges. I could barely watch for trembling. When a prosperous wind rises from the west, my desires will come again to me. The sky is clear and luck will be with me. I cannot endure the world that I see. At the small inlet in the island of flowers, two souls slipped out on the tide, but the timorous beating of this heart caused one of the two to return. Takuandug in Varimishnam law, or Hassas law, I grand of win. Victor Tennisuk and Groen, the Snatragoid of Magurd. Egas Firnen scale, Dwing Rain and Shin, na Bronok Rivakit, and Fa Takeltor and Fos, Don Groen, Kemilish, Rasisha, Ohin. Ilarnam law, Kurha, is Kinabul McKinna. Or now curtain and tattle triticula in old the blaha rule and dinner. The lord and law for the mas curtic shing in the stool or room. Ni cassan the diacla shahuan for him. Noira and washa is miniki fool. So now the first gall hibiscus blossom brisket cloak rare. Our lanu are broke the canishesh, Tanis Aregan, Kubyol Krich. The Hairi Gweha and Tain, the Nir, the Nir. Erin, the Vienta, Kumarisht, Pan Spear Glan, and the Zoman Shane, and the Adam Five, Bishop Sailheen. Where in Kuhn Bilgen, Ilanam La, Sit Nabamach, the Hilti Bert. Of Turgon and Krieg, a haggle of show, the Nair, the winner, jumped over the left. Okay. I'm undecided. I'm undecided about the next one because this is Cork and it's a long way from what I'm talking about. Kelur and Anoil, native chapter dough. The greeting and celebration of the Gaelic people. The English version is an impression accompanied by explanatory notes. Now, you can vote further against it. This was made especially for the first of the state-sponsored tours by Irish poets and musicians to Gaelic Scotland. My companions on that tour were Tomás O'Connan and Michael Davitt and Johnny Cole Vike O'Custina. Do you want to hear it, don't you?
Boy.
Go on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, for. Second, I have to explain a few things. There are references here which may not be familiar to people, and some of them, for instance, Ireland and Scotland are divided, we think, but they're united by water. And Irish language and Scottish language are united. They're mainly divided by the English language. Maria Colbunach O'Daly went from Ireland to Scotland and earned his name Albanach, Scottish. Finlay Rui, Alban. Tyga O'Higgin from Ireland, Egan O'Briskin. They probably didn't know each other existed. But earlier, the McSweeneys had come to Ireland, and further south, of course, as far as Cork, in the year that Murray Alvinach went to Scotland. And when I mention Fearr Eilach, a man from Eile, who died in Belfast, he was a British soldier who died. And when I mention a young man from Cork City who died in the First World War, he was also a British soldier. And they both died for country, or so they believed. Nasrug Bryn is an Inish Owen, which is a rhombus-shaped, diamond-shaped peninsula in the north of Ireland, where you can see Scotland, and you can also see across into Derry. And from there I could see Scotland and the Paps of Jura, and you could also see the Gilligan internment camp across the water in County Derry. This is 1972. So, Ahoy, the Olivus Gaelach, and Queen Liv na Shanleha, no bevinishing bale or veil, brunach or heath, and Gavu Lee Cummin Wimsha, and Ish Arur na Haduina, and Yeno Clownus Ahuida, our son or shield. Bevelach or Gumman Fado, bold doing. Even as Sagas Andro, or no slopped in Tilig Babur, or Noel Rachele, the Bienta Fada Scottishing, the Shemberle, or Master Darling, Nihi and Ariga Scottishing, all of us say that. And now, although I'm sure Colum Kille is Queenling Throck Nabirlinga, Imat Winig, Tat Vixivna, or Winmara, in the Asian the Rugan Dubun Law, Finlay Roy of Dunachabon. O'Higgin Dowl of Zeogon, O'Kayla Costa. Agus Lower Bearle London, Lower Bearle Shin and Tuttle, my wild Irish is my wild Scottish, my kind of Gael. Arkean na Gaelge Bool of Cus, Arbjör na Gaelge Hurling Tucked, and Glass a Cuttle Soon enough. And Queen Hime, Queen Am Shanish and Fair Eilach, poor boss and Nerig Lapilair. The Mel Ferriste, Ineda Elisha, and Rian Worrell. Hill and Farshin, the deal shook the Touristal Bucht and Impera, Bishop Reiter with Dihiloch, Pro Patria Mori. Taubam Hain Savalian Rar, Military Cross for Arm of War, Ernoi Dog Sheshna Knaba, Mosavelik, Nadiga Hoktiga Vasik Sheshin, and Toygaro Yishkardern, her son, the Freedom of Small Nations, Malish and Kelly. Mahasatum in Inish Owen, or Wally Ardus Kun Rubrin, Kian Mabrakanau, or Alaman, Giligli, at Milun, he is Harishke Howl, a green curtain to Gilligan, Marina Ingaven Durgatowl, the dear Fane, Srang and Nalag of his love loiter, two smock teeth are Gabe of Kreiter, of his eighth of the Merlankisher Spitted Slawn. Srohugel Brocht and Kaldaka, Shinne and Kaldaka, Scholarshin, Shinne and Kinult Gamanta, Gan Lysanon, Ahyan Tanach, Inni Gorsa, Garlame, Harklashna Torn, Kurlabe Gore, Kartna Gorsan, Farshin the Ross, Agailik Koran and Mountain, a Hanun Minglaunus Nilan, and Gushi Humach Kuturkum, Kurdun the Law.
That's okay.
maybe some, we're thinking this bigger iron system, something a little easier in the system. Anert in Geneva. An anert, everybody who went to school knows what an anert is.
She lived beside the anert.
Anert is a nice young lady. No, we don't have to look very far. But Anert in Geneva, the fair maid of Geneva. And this again is a literary version. At the place where Loch Lemon in Switzerland narrows to make the great river Rhone, the flow runs like my own life between the great male gushing water jet on the south side and the peaceful northern bank, reclining woman-like and eternally welcome. At the end of the wall which checks the water, there's a small light tower, positioned like a teat, from which the stroller must turn back. Returning, he observes a small strand, a few trees, the marina, an old bridge, the casino, and the cliff-like apartments of the Apache. It is there I went happily one day in the heat of summer by the lake to meditate on mankind and on its duration. I swam a little in the shelter of the wall, I stretched out warming in the heat of the sun, and it was then that La Belle Genevoise, the fair maid of Geneva, came to that same spot. She sat and undressed to small black pants. She sat in a boutonnage pad, says she, but that doesn't disturb you. Pas de tout, said I, not at all. She read a book, I drew tunes from a pipe, until an ill-mannered person came and stared. And I understood for him, his people keep females veiled. When he had gone, she detested the wires, says she. I detest starers. From which country do you come, says she? This is the city of tribes. From Ireland I come, says she. I have a wife and a son. We discussed sunbathing and wage earning and other things until she excused herself and went to the lake to shed a little water, says she, as innocent as the day. After she had left to return to her office, I recalled how she had gone the previous year to Bali, how she enjoyed travelling through countries, and how she declared her love for Loch Lemon because of the mysteriousness of its water and the cliff-like base of Le Salive and the crowd of gleaming ancient snow peaks. Can I
be permitted to read the original of that now?
On the paper, say no.
Go away, go, go.
Anert in Geneva. See, I do start with the wrong end. So now to the Gungi in her Loch Lemon, can Owen Tour, Yoga, and Aroina, Risha Yenu, Rossin and Towel Throw, or Imi and Mavaha, either in Stow, Lord, Irnach, or in Tevhas, Hagas Kala, and Tunish in a Lee Marvan, a curtain falls to Ribbon Dinner, Reeve, Hagas Fasta. A canon walla a cuskin and tishke, Tabalan, Hagas Turin, Solish, Marhin, and the Gassin and Spashdor Fawn, or Asherish, Fekinshire River, Erechli, Erech, Thrawville, Kupla Crown, and Marina, August Drehitshan, and Casino, August Faltica, August on Le Paki. It's a chinakwe me August sonne, we has yera and tauri glaver, Kushloka, and mach never in dinner, as are herna. Now was Tamil of Oska, Walana, Kura, Edis Fool, Biblas, the grain of the Mavura, agus hannig la Belgian and was ar a mála chéanna. Cúr fúhí an quinti go bríchtí in dú, sí sáil na búd a ránja tárzí, fáil a túl ar meid, léis a sí laur, winnis a kéol as píb, quinti gud hannig búd a chan as fyr stán. Agus higas dú, dheg a sin bíin fíld ar brá. Dír nimach dó son, jid a testil a bóir a sí. Cá tírda tá sí? Sio cár da dráud. As Erin number me, Tamakabum Taban, Flamer Goragrena, Chin of his Tilapa, was ready exule ele. You think of Gavshi, Beshkir, Gavinakashi, Salok, Yanavishkir, Vigyashi, for Silverdish Law. Reshtisha Filler Hivik, the Odiasa, Merdimishim, Liam River, Gobali, August Puri Rale, Tashtel Tirta, Merdunchi Lumma, Berlana Niki, Luck Lemon, Tush, Berdiver Dollar of Anishka, August Aben the Salev, August Moor Lumen, a man, Gal Shanakshima. Is it half time? Milder, kinder than the previous one, wasn't it? I told Paul, and I'm not sure that, that I was going to do one of those, the war in Iraq, but I'm not so sure that he's anxious now. I don't stay just to what do you call romantic interludes. It wasn't of my making. Maybe you shouldn't bother with the one on the right. I'll leave it to you.
Do, go on. Go on.
This one might be considered heavy metal, you know?
Yeah, bring it on. Get out of
Well, this, okay, you asked it. It's Bam and Gilead. Anja, who recognizes Bam and Gilead? Is there Bam and Gilead? Tell me truly, I implore. But
in Basra.
Okay. Where is Gilead? Gilead is next door to Babylon. Where is Babylon?
Between the two rivers.
Between Crack and the Crew. Yeah. Now, this is a nearly literary version. On a sunny summer strand. And by the way, if anybody watched Charlie last night, on a sunny summer strand, the youngsters like to build a sandcastle, arrayed with shells, feathers, and seaweed, steadfast for all time. The turning tide, however, makes it just a thing of yesterday. Once in Babylon, an upstart nobody vowed to build an edifice up to the gate of heaven. That was a case of human puerility, of damnable disregard for democracy. It was a leap into darkest anarchy. It left human speech dispersed and lastingly deceitful. September 2002. The broader our knowledge, the broader our awareness of non-knowledge. Our world turns on a nullity. Wisdom reduces arrogance to nil. And two times nil, how much is that? As for mathematics and statistics, that's only half the story. When the Archangel Michael will have reckoned the slaughter in Hiroshima and Dresden, which I have seen, or the permitted slaughter for our benefit of the poor beings in Rwanda and Vietnam in the name of faith and morals, will it be the great God Mammon who will forgive the sins of omission, of commission, and of inclination? In the time when trees will be growing gently on the site of Manhattan Twins, doves will be honoured there with pickings for every bird. But the urge that drives predators, will that still prevail? Will hawks be leaving carrion for the ravens brood in far-off lands? It's coming. Or is that enough of it?
No, they on bond on.
Asame, Asame. And the middle one. Bam and Gilead, and Tunsier and the Reich, man for Gavin is a dove. The raw bon green worant the saura, his brail and gassour doon all a stangin, mashach, kangaba ardach, was sunin chasabuk play. Lat ligon of the spaminer, cleti and arda desahe, dachave doi, a darshna, goducht with the gerere, la hafe, la chasadide. agus tukishin fereir níl sa chashlan ach in ye. Nádar ev uber san Babylon, rad si biog is sotar staravoid, gud dogog fyrgna ver faloroid, gud lak dorisht unfurt de, gud lavman kiel dan denachis, gud yielta an master, gud lachas, gud leim la fayil sa dersmacht, nach nahni an das hartle. Dag sin urlaud af evarvel, an tanga table corrigail, as the heel a dull leg. Da lehna ar nolus agrahe, is lehna ar scar the nabatna, is nabni crown the farsade ar gassan an fit keel. Ni kri na hahna go nabni, is shashin tagus gan agani, ni sahakles sotar la ni nilis vego kebede madalishan ratamatic ni statistiki goleir nilin chim at lanchkeel nor the big oil of a yenov dig mihal er him and slechte in Hiroshima agus Dresden a chanik le malin fein no an tar er bukt anishle er sonar lasna a cadeater out of Rwanda of the Vietnam, an anam credib agus cray, an a mamon moor olahar, a wahig na pati, hey, la fali le gneiv le le. Nor a big crin go karnak ar lahar awen van hatan, big color on go grabamak, grab around a hai gach hain. A fun shin an ees fiacha, uder mienta uder pienta, And rebuild our going nas rienta. And my session for the rain, Shawik, Fagal, Conabluch, Monopluch, and then again, a clan and ache. Very much, it was a solution. Is anybody here dealing haiku? I said there must be a few.
Just one or two?
One or two, definitely.
Well, just to lighten the air, I'm told haiku is good for you, isn't it? I came across haiku a long time ago because I had the pleasure of sitting at a lecture next to a young lady from Japan. And the lecture was about Irish syllabic poetry. The old syllabic poetry, this is going back over 1,000 years, where they counted the syllables, and we got talking, and we ended up having a meal together, because she was thinking the same as I was. And since then I've extended it into an essay in this, where I think that the haiku is very suitable for Irish anyway, with ice, what I think is strict syllable counting, and I've discovered that in a few other languages they thought that the haiku should be ornamented a little bit, which makes a bit of a discipline in it. And the most suitable one I think is one they call the Brazilian, where there's the Brazilian cross comes into the format. That's a man called Guilherme, and therefore he makes a rhyme between the first line and the last line. It's written in threes, and between the first, or early in the second line, and late in the second line, so he has a cross like that. But you don't have to stick to things like that, but I think Irish is suitable to variation, so I just have one or two. I have a few more, but I'm going to give one or two just. I sent this book to another different Japanese lady, because I had discussed this essay with her, and she had listened to it and gave it as a lecture in Galway University. And she thanked me back and said she picked out the one she liked best, and this is it. Bla hetam shkehe, na lian kleti erfanetilt, an kri guanehe. That means flower falling from the hawthorn. The petal propellers spreading across the scene, and the heart, Bonnie, which in Irish means desolate. This was heart picking, so I have to use that one. No, I had one in a previous book, and I don't think it's the same thing at all. The Heidi Grena, Kushkini, the Maskinator, Nab Os, Ain Iha. Now, Douglas Seeley said that was untranslatable. I can make an attempt. It means, with the rising sun, condoms in the grass, no mushroom, of one night. I attempted it.
Have we there yet?
Show no one has a better.
Have we there yet? Yeah. Too short. Yes.
Too short one. Good for our budget. Dorfway.
In 1913, during the Great Strike, a coaxing woman offered me shoes and trousers and good food. A woman in England. She was looking for my soul. She had long horns on her and a silky tail. In 1914, a hard man gave me a gun and a bayonet. And I honour a man in England who was for my salvation. There was a smell of balsam of him, and he wore a crown. So he said, about gold. And this last one, I thought deserved a bit more treatment. Sacrifice. And let me go, Sacrifice. There are clutching throughout their sacrifice in the mere mix of cover. Murita does a sacrifice for the hell and up. There are looter and fucking over, I was dolgus, I was unoired. It's only a question, tierney cuddle, hard habit and gun of war. Banian shoot and list all donach, I was tarnish getting a fuller. Being in conscription and lacquer cut the winter and an fuller. Nor are you in trotter, deal chucked, there was crog up, there was gallon trucked. They can take a book that he's in focus in the lawn of them. Nor a Walter fighting paddies against Hainer son Shikana. Niakim shock, Eber Tucker, Ardwell Tor, and the Boomala. Mahagin Shkelo Yehu, he gave Umberl ma Annalisha. Kurt Shkeler Ashkriget, fake Umberl ma Sacrifice. I tried to make the Irish a vast bit as Sarna Macalan would have done it, and will Sarna, and to do it in his turn of mind. Sacrifice. And this is pretty exact as a translation. When I hear this talk of the Irish sacrificing in the war, it brings to mind the sacrifice that turkeys make each year. When use is made of words like pride and duty and your honour, I hear the voice of warlords, the high priests of God the Gunnar. They commend volunteering and the offering of blood, while they keep conscription handy to make the message understood. When I hear talk of loyalty and bravery and gallantry, I see houses hiding hunger and the mortal sin of poverty. When fighting Paddy is extolled in the campaign for peacekeeping, I see only a victim on the altar of bombs and bleeding. And if God sends to me to argue the error of my advice, I'll send to him by return of post, see the error of the sacrifice.